The snow tires are on and everybody is ready to do battle with a familiar foe. It's a prime time matchup in the Greater Thumb East as the Harbor Beach Pirates are on the road taking on the Sandusky Redskins. Good evening and welcome to the WLAW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast, and to the right of me, as always, is the one and only John Moody.
Yes, Clark, we have a couple of traditional rivals tonight, and it is fantastic to be here.
Tonight, we find the 7-2 Sandusky Redskins squaring off with the 5-3 Harbor Beach squad. Both squads have glimpses of greatness, but all bets are off tonight with little love lost between these east side foes.
And there's a reason for that. This time last year, this beautiful palace for basketball, it kind of took on the pall of a horse barn. I mean, this is after a Pirate victory clinching the GTC East. That was a championship game, basically. And what I meant by horse barn, believe me, there was a lot of long faces afterwards. Anyways.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure the Redskins want to change that memory pronto tonight.
Much is on the line tonight with Harbor Beach and Sandusky squaring off as you're listening to the Hardwood Home for High School Hoops, the WLAW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Sandusky hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates in the Greater Thumb East on WLAW Sports Network.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Grab Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey guys, what's all the commotion?
The North American International Auto Show is in Detroit. Chevy has stepped it up again with huge savings on select models in stock.
What kind of savings are we talking about?
Returning lessees can get a new 2016 Equinox LT with remote start and heated seats for $183 per month. And if you are currently leasing a non-GM vehicle, it's only $141 per month.
Wow, that's a good deal.
If you're looking for a good deal on a 2015 Silverado, we have a light-duty crew cab LT with the All-Star package with over $12,700 in savings. That's over 25% off.
$12,700 in savings on Silverado? Now that's a good deal.
And if you're looking for a Buick with all-wheel drive and leather seating, drive away in a 2016 Encore for only $218 per month.
Auto show savings are here at Grav Chevrolet Buick on N46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GM EPP lease with lease loyalty or competitive lease. All upfront fees due at signing.
Tonight's broadcast of the WLAW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. DS Services of Gas City. Graf Chevrolet Buick. Ramsey Furniture Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. Casey Yon of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. And the Elber Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the WLAW Sports Network. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction of distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the WLAW Sports Network, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as the Harbor Beach Pirates are traveling south to Sandusky, Michigan, the county seat of Sandland County. And each basketball season, John and I load up the old sportsmobile and make a pilgrimage south to Sandusky, and tonight is that night. We always look forward to this trip. At least in my opinion, no other area gym has been able to match the type of atmosphere that the Mark S. Tunn Gymnasium has to offer.
They've called it the Thumb Dome. I mean, since 1992, this gymnasium has been the site of many a barn burner. And Sandusky has always had great teams along with great coaches. But, you know, they've also had some blips in the road as well.
Aside from the unmatched atmosphere of Sandusky, the Redskins program turnaround is in a class of only a few. In the 2014 season, Sandusky went 7-15. In just one season, they swung that to a 15-9 winning record as well as a district championship, their first since 2007.
Yes, last year's version of the Redskins, they were just shy of a league championship. And, of course, the Harbor Beach Pirates, their opponents tonight, they were the roadblock. However, winning that district championship, it would give them a sense of, what can be in the future. That it's a springboard into this season, and here they are in first place, along with Marlette.
On the other side of the ball, Harbor Beach has had an up-and-down season to this point. They're currently at 5-3 on the season, and we've seen them take down a strong Vassar team at home, but then get tripped up against the likeness of Bad Axe and Marlette on the road.
Now, Vassar and Bad Axe, those two losses, of course, they amounted to just blips because they came against an out-of-division foe. Now, the loss to the Red Raiders, though, from Marlette, that was huge. Now, the Pirates, they cannot afford to drop another one, especially this early in the division. It is mathematically possible to go ahead and win a league championship or a division championship, but it's awful hard when you're 0-2.
Harbor Beach, of course, last year went 2-0 against Sandusky, winning a game down here. We called that game in the last game of the regular season.
Yes, sir. They had to have that win in order to go ahead and clinch. And that was a very hard-fought victory for the Pirates, if I recall correctly.
And that game came down, I believe, it was a five-point victory. It was a three-point victory, 54-51 when the scoreboard showed zeros. And that wrapped up a 10-0 run for Harbor Beach in the East, followed by Marlette at 7-3, tied with Sandusky at the 7-3 mark.
Yes, game last year, we can go back and dissect it, but it really came down to this, is that it's got to be eating at Sandusky. It's got to be a fire in their belly to go ahead and know that that was the last time they faced Harbor Beach on this floor. They want revenge real bad, and more than that, they want to go ahead and just keep their streak alive in the Greater Thumb Conference East.
Well, let's see. Sandusky, just kind of looking forward here. Tristan Baines is in his fourth year as head coach, which takes us back to 2013, a year they went 3-7 in the Greater Thumb East. That's good enough for fourth place behind Harbor Beach, Marlette, and Ubley. Last in 2014, they dropped to 3-7, same record, but that is good enough for fifth place. And then last year, of course, coming in third place at 7-3.
Right now, Clark, it is a three-team race. And that's Sandusky, Marlette, Harbor Beach. And all the fans in Ubley are going to go ahead and have my head on that one, because currently Ubley is in third place. So let's see how it all unfolds.
Ubley at 5-4 overall and 2-1 in divisional. Sandusky and Marlette at 2-0. Ubley at 2-1. Harbor Beach a half game back at 1-1, followed by Brown City in fifth place at 0-2, and Memphis bringing up the rear at 0-3. As far as the West is concerned, a big game in the West tonight. Bad Axe facing off with Reese in Bad Axe. That should be a great game. Bad Axe and USA both 2-0 in the West. Reese at 1-1, tied with Cass City. And then Vassar and Lakers both at 0-2. And I'm surprised by that Vassar 0-2, but they dropped some tough ones. A one-point come-from-behind win for the Bad Axe Hatchets over Vassar in Vassar. And against Reese, I do believe.
Well, Vassar is already accomplished what Harbor Beach wants to avoid tonight, and that's to have that second division loss. But you're right about as far as how the West shapes up. You know, Bad Axe has been cruising 9-0 overall, 2-0 in division. And just behind them is USA, 2-0 in division. They did stub their toe once at Ubley. Ubley, the...